Monday, I did a monologue that it really is time for Sheriff Susan Hudson to go. She needs to resign. Obviously, she hasn't. She's on the campaign trail. Never in my wildest dreams did I think that this campaign would take the turn that it has, and that we would characterize a prison escape of 10 inmates, 9 captured, 1 still at large, that has cost us tens of millions of dollars in cost to you, the taxpayers, to capture these individuals. And then on the heels of that, we release the wrong person who's still at large. So one at large from the original, another one still at large from the mistake, trying to call it a clerical error and the like. Well, there was a political forum the other night, and it was at the Blessed Trinity Catholic Church in Broadmoor, hosted by Step Up for Action Forum. And during the Q&A portion, there was a question that, do you find this suspicious, meaning the escape, and do you find the recent jailbreaks as politically motivated? Now, anybody with a half a lick of common sense, decency, credible leadership skills would just dispose of that question with one word. No. There's nothing political about this. But that's not what was said. The sheriff goes on this explanation that, you know, the jail's built in such a way it's impossible to get out without help. Well, that's not true, because they got out by a mistake the other day, without a doubt, and that's what happened that day. Now, we have a story to tell, she says. This isn't CSI New Orleans, where everything gets wrapped up in an hour. We've got to look at hundreds of hours of film, listen to phone calls. There's a lot being done to find out exactly what happened. So then the other candidates started to weigh in and really didn't give her a lot of space on that. The candidate Parker said, to insinuate that 10 guys that didn't want to be in jail turned the water off and did it for political reasons. And then Michelle Woodfork said what happened on May 16th was incompetence. It's poor leadership. It's poor management. She hit the nail on the head. And then another candidate said that Hudson ought to be charged with malfeasance. So when it came to the final statements, this wasn't enough, where she just didn't dispense with this silly question, which was more likely than not a plant. She says that the sheriff's office by nature is political. Sheriff's offices are political offices. Okay. She's going to give us a civics lesson. That does not accuse anyone of anything. But you have to understand, they are political offices. And the people in there are political. This is so disingenuous that we're going to leave that out there hanging. This is what desperate people do. And this is why I asked that she resign, because I didn't know that this was going to happen. But desperate people do desperate things. And typically what ultimately happens there is that the public at large is the one that suffers as a result of these desperation moves. This is absolutely a joke. This woman has no credibility. We knew that this was going to go down a path from the moment that she was elected that was not going to be a good path. We reserve judgment, but repeatedly over and over and over again, there's been missteps, mishaps, misspeaking, and I guess it was all political. And that doesn't even account for what words have come out of her mouth, right? And as I said Monday, when she says this is on me, it really is not. It's on the public at large because they're the ones really suffering the consequences. She's going to suffer the consequence of probably losing this election. No big loss there. I don't know a lot about the other candidates, but it can't be any worse, we hope. But the fact of the matter is that the appropriate thing to do is to dispense with that. It's a smokescreen. It's to get people out there thinking that there are folks that are not legitimate in their criticism of this candidate, of this office. And that maybe she's now being undermined by her own employees. I'll remind Sheriff Hudson of this. The employees of the sheriff's office have never elected a sheriff, and they're not going to unelect a sheriff. So to put out there this air that she's being undermined by her own office is absolutely ridiculous. That's what management is all about, managing people, setting up systems, internal controls, making sure that there's adherence to them. So they don't embarrass the entity. They don't embarrass you as a political leader. Because truly, the office isn't political. You're the politician. You're the one that's political. The office doesn't have to be political at all. It can be as political as you allow it to be. And typically, when you allow it to be very political, you never know what the ultimate outcomes are going to ultimately be because you're no longer in control. Oftentimes I was asked to speak to incoming sheriffs. And I would remind them of what a lot of folks that have written about leadership ultimately talked about relative to how they dealt with folks that work for them. I don't want you loyal to me. I want you loyal to the office, the entity. And that's where you've heard me borrow the phrase, the entity's interest always outweighs the individual. It's not about the elected leader. It's about the entity. It's about the office that serves the public at large. And again, we've not learned the lessons of what we've gone through. And I could go through the whole plethora of mishaps here over the period of time of her service for roughly 3.5 years now. All of it was political? Or was it just this escape of 10 inmates? Very embarrassing. I get it. But it's not political. She knows that. But she's acting out of desperation. And again, bringing shame to the office. I'm going to be shocked if this story doesn't go national. I got to imagine it may even be talked about on Stephen Colbert. Who knows? I guess the next accusation is going to be that the 10 inmates were Republicans. That we're now going to engage in partisanship as to how this escape actually came about. This is what happens when you have a level of incompetence, when you have an office that is messing up in every way, shape, or form. It's not their fault, it's hers. Because again, you're responsible for setting up the internal controls and everything else that goes along with that. And you have an obligation to step up and do the right thing each and every day. And that certainly is not engaging in a conversation at a forum to make people believe that this whole thing could have been politically motivated. And that maybe you find it suspicious. And this investigation continues, not at a warp speed, by any stretch of the imagination, because there really hasn't been a lot revealed as it relates to some of the findings here. We've had some people charged. We hadn't had all the dots, all the I's dotted or the T's crossed yet, and we still wait. And I suspect it's not going to happen before the election, right? We all know that. She must think we're a fool. She's going to talk about the breadth and depth of this investigation that won't get revealed until after the election. And if she doesn't win, it won't get revealed probably until the new sheriff takes office. And that's just the way it's going to be. But we are allowing candidates, and again, that's why it's so important. Listen to what these candidates are saying. You know, one of the candidates said, and I don't even remember who it is, I don't hold the sheriff responsible for a jailbreak. What I hold the sheriff responsible for is the response to the jailbreak. What? I hold her for not knowing about the jailbreak for several hours. What are you talking about? I mean, you had a guard who unilaterally decided to leave their post to go eat. Now, what culture of in an employment arena would allow something like that to happen when you're responsible for watching inmates? What makes you think that you can do that? And where was mid-level supervision, and whether or not there was an approval process that you cannot leave your duty assignment unmanned? I suspect it's not the first time that the guard had done that, right? So it's not the fact that she didn't learn about it for hours. It's the fact that we've developed a culture there where it's very lackadaisical. We're not dotting the I's, crossing the T's. We're not doing what we're supposed to do. We're not adhering to the internal controls. We're not holding our own employees accountable. And it very well may be because we can't recruit enough, and we're not going to really take any disciplinary action against any of these people because we're afraid we're going to continue to go undermanned. So we compromise. We compromise the safety and security of the community at large, as opposed to doing the right thing and holding people accountable inside the jail. And this is what happens. So if anybody was motivated by political purposes, it was probably the sheriff. Because all of this was going to be very, very embarrassing, no matter what the outcome was going to be. Because we're either going to hear a story about an escape, or we're going to hear a story about stuff that's going on inside the jail, which we heard those stories repeatedly over and over and over again. And the consent decree folks and the monitors would bring it up all the time because we had no accountability. So we can put our head on our pillow tonight and take comfort in knowing that the outcome, according to the sheriff here, may be politics as usual, that this is all politically motivated, and it has nothing to do with execution or core competencies of our elected sheriff. All's good. We'll be right back.